approach, according to the book Grit by Angela Duckworth, deliberate and disciplined study on your own is the most powerful way to learn and retain knowledge. A totally different approach would be practicing with a person and working through the tone, the body language, and the speed in which you use them. Apply all the different learning modalities to this book. Read, listen, write, and speak these closes. Before going any further, make sure to get an accountability buddy to start practicing these closes with you. As discussed in The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, you learn much more effective when working with a partner to develop a new skill rather than trying it out on your own. Other resources. DDD is a company to help increase performance for leaders in the direct selling industry. We specialize in developing recruiting programs, leadership development, and training for companies in all door-to-door. To get a full experience and to really boost your sales, contact us, theddexperts.com. This entails start-to-finish trainings from leaders from all over the country sharing their secrets on what makes the top reps in the industry. After reading and experiencing the shift it will create in your sales performance, I invite you to reach out and see how we can continue to improve your skills and business. Sign up for DDDU or attend DDDCon. Introduction. If you can't close deals, you don't make any money in sales. It's that simple. Many people in direct sales have read countless books on self-improvement, leadership, sales, and so on. These are extremely helpful, and I've gained a ton of knowledge and growth from many of these books myself. The major problem with these books, however, is that most of them never give you the actual transcript of what to say. They just give you the principles. And let's face it, unless you can't go make money and produce, none of that other stuff really matters. Learning principles is extremely important, but sometimes it leaves too much room for imagination. Additionally, once in a while, it's nice to just copy and paste what is working for the all-star performers and to get the same results yourself. So often reps will try and make up their own methods, when in reality, there have been plenty of pioneers that have helped pave the way to success for us. Once I figured out if I just said the same thing from the greats before me, I popped off with insane results. And now I'm passing those techniques to y'all. Granted, there's much more to selling than just saying the right things. You must have the right tone, body language, passion, drive, and hustle to make it big in the direct sales game. But the fact of the matter is that if you at least have the script and the playbook, you can start to close from there. Close, close, close. In this book, I'm going to go over 26 amazing key closes that are used throughout different industries and by a variety of reps that will help you close at the highest level possible. I threw in some invaluable bonus closes that I felt that you just had to know about. These closes are designed to give you an outline and to help you understand psychology behind them so that you can tweak them and apply them in your field. Not every customer, sale, or product is the same, but what I found in the 17 years in the door-to-door and direct selling industry is that you can use the same closes, just worded differently, with any type of product. The human brain has common reactions to certain things based on our DNA. If you study the art of persuasion in sales, you'll find the common thread throughout all industries and best practices. My story. I got into door-to-door when I was 11 years old. My brother convinced me to sell for him door-to-door. I sold coupon magazines to the local bowling alleys and jazz games. He was 10 years older than me and had life figured out. He made 20 bucks for each sale, and he paid me 10 bucks to sell them for him, so that he didn't really have to work, yet still made money. Then I turned 13. My cousin hit me up and asked if I wanted to go try out this new thing he was doing, going around knocking on people's doors to ask if they wanted their address painted on the curb so the fire department could easily find their house. He taught me the basic 2-minute pitch and sent me off. I was hooked. I could sell and paint 4 to 5 curbs an hour and charge 20 bucks a pop. As a 13-year-old kid making 100 bucks an hour, I got addicted to the seller's high of the job and became spoiled on its success. I decided then that no one could dictate what I was worth but me, and never in my life have I worked for a wage since. A year later, I remember my brother's brilliant scheme to get me to go sell for him, and I convinced 11 of my buddies from high school to go out and sell for me. They charged 20 bucks, and I took $8, and then paid them the difference. This was my first taste of door-to-door management. And as a 14-year-old CEO, the gutterman, we had shirts and a MySpace account. I mean, this was a full-fledged business.